Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. A new exhibition in Manhattan features abstract paintings from a formerly incarcerated artist that illustrate the torment of solitary confinement. The exhibition is titled, I Can Show You the Way Out, and the artist is Chris Wilson. Growing up in violent conditions in and around Washington, D.C., at 17, Chris was charged for murder and sentenced to life in prison. His story could have ended there. However, he decided it would not. While in isolation, he outlined a list of all the things he hoped to accomplish in life. Some of his goals included small tasks like reading or working out. And then there were bigger desires like learning languages and also starting a business. Then while he was in his 30s, he convinced a court to reduce his sentence after sending a judge a copy of his plan. After becoming a free man, Chris dedicated his time to inspire others to change their lives, especially those in underserved communities. In 2019, Chris published The Master Plan, My Journey from Life in Prison to a Life of Purpose. And now he has this exhibition as well. It's curated by Gregory Thornbury at Etienne, and its proceeds from the artwork will go to the nonprofit Solitary Watch, which documents and shares information about the use of solitary confinement in U.S. prisons and jails. Chris Wilson joins us today to talk about the exhibition, which opens this Thursday, May 12th. Chris, welcome to All of It.
Thank you for having me.
Fix the audio. Hang on. All right. Our audio is fixed. Want to make sure we sound good. The title, I Can Show You the Way Out. Where does this phrase come from?
Well, it was a phrase that Gregory Thornbury and I talked about when we explored the conditions of people that have been impacted by solitary confinement. And, you know, one of the things, having spent 117 days in solitary confinement consecutively, which led me to the title of the painting, Positive Delusions, is thinking about positive moments in my life and colors and the ocean and the sky, anything that would give me some kind of hope to see some light at the end of the tunnel of being in solitary confinement. You know, oftentimes when people are in solitary confinement, they don't know how long they'll be there. Mm. There's no human contact, and there's all kinds of science behind what happens to your brain and your body after a period of time of being in isolation.
So yeah, for people for whom they read the word solitary confinement and they can kind of intellectually get what that is, practically, what does a day like that look like? A day in solitary confinement?
So typically typically around the country, it's 23 hours a day in isolation in probably a 6x8 cell. No human contact, and the hour that you are allowed, if you're lucky enough to get it, you are transported to either a courtyard that is caged to walk around in circles, usually for an hour, and then maybe some shower time, and then you return to your cell. And so, it's pretty awful, and people don't talk to you. You are not allowed to have mail. You lose track of time. It's torture. The United Nations has deemed it, I think it was in 2007, that it's a practice of torture. And, you know, we are actually torturing people. And so it's really a threat to public safety. We're damaging people.
To prepare for the show, you read letters from people who had also experienced solitary confinement. What did you take from those letters? How were they helpful for you when you were making your art?
Yeah, so I worked with a good friend of mine, Scott Hetchinger, who is an advocate and attorney, and his project is called Silence Project, which is focusing on solitary confinement in Michigan. And we read a bunch of letters from people. They gave us permission to read their letters and create a body of work based off of their letters. And these were people who are currently in solitary confinement and people who have been in solitary confinement. And so I read these letters. They actually gave me nightmares and triggered a lot of past experiences that I had. And I didn't want to create a morbid painting about it. That was my first thought. But I wanted to create something that aesthetically was beautiful, but that also told a powerful, unfortunately morbid story about the practices in the United States.
My guest is Chris Wilson, the artist and author. I Can Show You the Way Out is on view May 12th through June 10th at Etienne, which is at 242 East 58th Street. When did you start painting, Chris?
I started painting about a little over 7 years ago by accident. And I've been painting every day ever since.
What do you mean by accident? You just fell into some paints? What happened?
Something like that, yeah. So I had a construction company, and I did a lot of logistical support for artists in Baltimore. And one of my friends who I would go visit when I got off work, Jeffrey Kent, who's a Baltimore-based artist, I would go to his studio and just ask questions. What is this painting about? Like, what is your process? And I kept doing this for about a year, and it became very therapeutic just to watch him make art. And the paintings came alive when I understood what they were about. And one day for my birthday, he said, I'm gonna give you some painting lessons. And I was like, I don't want any painting lessons. Give me some money for my birthday or something. Mm-hmm. And he says, no, it's in you. I can tell. And I started taking these lessons, and I fell in love, and the rest was history.
A lot of the paintings in the exhibition are abstract.
Yes.
How does abstract painting help capture the experience of being in solitary confinement?
Well, I think, you know, abstract, in my opinion, is a difficult space to tell a story in. And I've decided to endeavor in an abstract space to, you know, as a challenge to myself. And for me, I'm really moved by colors. And so I've been studying color theory and the way colors make me feel, what they symbolize. And I wanted to do something different other than painting a figurative, perhaps more morbid depiction of what it's like to be in solitary confinement and tell a different story in a different way using abstract.
For you, what comes first? Is it a feeling? Is it the color of the paint inspires you? Yeah. Or is it emotion?
Yes. So that's an interesting question. So the pinks, which symbolizes, you know, we think about like breast cancer awareness, like the color like symbolizes like the need like to help folks. It's currently my favorite color. It's been my favorite color for the past couple of years. The blues of being in darkness and just struggling and hoping to one day be able to see the sky or see a blue ocean. And I talk about like the white, which is violently placed on the canvas. And unfortunately, there was a lot of white prison officials and guards that were unusually cruel towards me when I was in solitary confinement. And so I wanted to try to describe how they treated me with paint.
You mentioned the piece Positive Delusions earlier, and you said that you needed these delusions to help you believe that you'd get out somehow.
Yes. So I came up with the term positive delusion. I was reading some books when I first went in to prison and sentenced to natural life. And I kept thinking to myself, I knew I was a good person and I wanted to prove to myself and everyone else that my life was redeemable. And so I came up with what I eventually called my master plan, which was how I would turn my life around through education and through therapy. And it was really difficult to get up and go to school and go to therapy every day with having a natural life sentence, essentially not having a release date. And so I call it a positive delusion because I've added stuff to my list that people would think I was crazy. Like I wanted to travel the world. I wanted to buy my dream car. I wanted to write a book. And I had to delude myself to believe that one day I would be free and I would be able to do all of these things. And people around me thought I was crazy and said, dude, I don't know why you're studying and doing all this work and going to college in prison because you're never getting out. And I was delusional in a sense, but in a positive way.
Well, what motivated you to take that extra step and send your plan to the judge?
So it was a combination of relationships that I've developed. One of my friends who I write about, Stephen Edwards, who was a really bright person who eventually became a mentor towards me and helped me tap into my potential that I had in me. And it was through like education. He helped me get my high school diploma. And so it was that. Then it was also what my mom instilled in me when I was young. She always told me that, you know, I would do something good with my life. And I've been searching at that point for, you know, 17, 18 years of trying to discover what my purpose was in life. And so it was this moment that I was like, you know, I'm going to honor my mom. I am going to not let my mentor down. And then the final thing is, there is a thing in America, or this idea, especially with Black men who come from really difficult neighborhoods, that we are supposed to fail, or we're supposed to end up in prison. And I worked really hard in part to prove them wrong as well. And so that combination is what drives me to make my art and drives me to do good in the world.
My guest is Chris Wilson. The name of the show is I Can Show You the Way Out. It is now at Etienne on 242 East 58th Street. And I understand that the sale of the paintings is going towards a nonprofit?
Yes. So we are supporting Solitary Watch. They are big advocates towards advocating against solitary confinement. And, you know, recently, the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, talked about, you know, expanding the use of solitary confinement. And Solitary Watch has came out to advocate against it. I think it's we're moving in the wrong direction. And this practice doesn't protect the public. It actually endangers the public by damaging people. Mm-hmm. And 95% of people who are incarcerated will be released. And we don't want people being messed up and released out to the public. That puts us in danger. And so they're doing amazing work, and we want to make sure that we support them and amplify their voices and the work that they do.
And what feelings do you hope people, or what conversations do you hope people have after seeing your exhibit?
Well, I want people first to obviously like appreciate the aesthetics of the works. But most importantly, I want people to be outraged about the practices that are happening in around America. Like at any given time, there's 80 to 90,000 men, women, and children in solitary confinement in this country. And we can't let this go on. And I want people to leave the show outraged and inspired to do something about it. And there's things that people can do. We can talk to our city council. We can speak to our representatives in our particular jurisdictions. I want people to really take this serious.
The name of the show is I Can Show You the Way Out on View. It opens up on May 12th, on View through June 10th at Etienne at 242 East 58th Street. My guest has been artist and author Chris Wilson. Chris, thanks for spending time with us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.